The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save more on the brands pros trust at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances and choose from our wide lineup of top brands. Plus, save $100 on a Little Giant 22-foot multi-position ladder built for strength, flexibility, and job site versatility. Pros, these savings will only be here for a limited time. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 1/30 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, let's try this. The hypothetical five. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
I have a whole bunch of hypothetical questions.
Okay.
Kelly, you give me a number and you're going to get the next five.
Number five.
All right.
My favorite number.
Okay. What animal would be way better if it was covered in scales? Well, the answer is none of them.
What?
This is Kelly's game.
Oh, You know, I think maybe a whale.
You think a whale would be better if it had scales?
A whale with scales.
Why would it be better?
Because it rhymes.
Whale scale?
Yeah, I think.
It rhymes.
Yeah,
and then I just think if whales had scales, when they jumped out of the water, it would be a lot shinier and maybe more colorful, like how some fish are with scales.
It's been a real problem with dull whales jumping. I know that a lot of people are like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah. It'd be better if this was shinier.
Exactly.
When they're air swimming, as one oceanographers would call it.
When they run out of water while swimming.
Kelly, if you could design a planet, what would your planet look like?
Ooh, my planet would be all tropical everywhere. All tropical everywhere. Everywhere would look like a jungle. And it wouldn't have houses or cities or anything like that. Everyone would live in huts and caves.
Ew.
Or A-frame houses, because A-frame houses are cool. Or tree houses. Tree houses.
So went no
we
houses
are a planet of tree houses.
Okay.
Your planet is dumb.
My planet is awesome because we're all swinging around like George of the Jungle.
Nothing but jungle verbos.
It's going to be great. And we're going to be best friends with wild animals. Oh, man.
So you want to live in the jungle, but you want
to
be
That's exactly what, and I'd like to be Eliza Thornberry specifically from the Nickelodeon cartoon where she can talk to those jungle animals. Y'all don't know who Eliza Thornberry is?
No, I don't, but it sounds great.
Me?
I would like to be able to talk to jungle animals. What would your strategy be if the zombie apocalypse started?
I'd immediately take as many drugs as I could, and I'd go out on a bang.
I think that's actually a good choice.
Yeah, if the world's ending, why wouldn't I try meth?
All those people that are running in those zombie shows, I'm like, what kind of life is this?
Yeah, right.
Just let it go, man. The zombies have a better life. Let them eat your face and then wander around like them.
Yeah, no.
They're not worried about running. They're just chasing. Would you rather run or chase? Chase!
I'm not that motivated. Unless there's food at the end. Like, if they're telling me at the end of this zombie apocalypse there's going to be hot Krispy Kreme donuts at the end if you make it, I'm running. I am a running.
I'm definitely
But if there's not food, if I'm just going to make it to somewhere where I might starve, no, I'm doing 20 hits of acid and I'm going out.
Yeah, it's all canned food.
Yeah.
That's all we have.
That's not appealing.
Yeah. No. Powdered milk.
All right. Kelly, if you could be the CEO of any company, which one would it be?
I'm going to go with Amazon solely so I could be rich.
What if you ran it into the ground?
That would be awful.
It seems pretty hard to do.
But that also, who cares? I mean, the CEO doesn't suffer.
Right.
Yeah, true.
Right. Did you see that memo that got leaked from Amazon that said they think they're going to run out of people to hire by 2024?
Sure did.
Might want to retain some.
Yeah, maybe treat them better. See, I would become the CEO and I would treat them better.
Would you?
Yeah, and I'd be rich.
How would you do that?
By showing up every month and letting employees know verbally that I care.
Oh, well, there you go. One-on-one individual.
Wow.
Because people love that.
That always means a lot. Then fly away on your private jet.
Oh, man.
After sending out a memo that says you're no longer to match 401k.
Yeah.
There is nothing more personalized than that name that I don't know that shows up in my email once a month to remind me that I matter, showing up in person to tell me that I matter.
Yeah, do you want to take a webinar about it?
No. Yeah. Actually, you have to. We're forcing you to.
Yes. This webinar is to teach you we care. All right, last one. What two animals would you like to switch the sounds they make?
Cats and dogs. I know that sounds so stupid, but how funny would it be if cats barked and dogs meowed?
I'll bet there's a 90s comedy that explores that.
And Kelly just wrote Dr. Doolittle 5. All right, Hot Wings.
Yes.
Choose a number between 1 and 150.
We'll go with 69.
All right.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
That number.
How would your behavior change, Hot Wings, if you knew 100% that the world was a simulation?
Oh, my God. How would my behavior change? My behavior would turn into me just kind of weeping and not knowing what the hell's going on and being mad that my simulation didn't make me rich and make the world around me just a utopia. Like, if this is all fake, why didn't you make it up more awesome? Whoever created this simulation?
Because they want to see it. That's the experiment. They want to see what happens when everything goes wrong.
Why do people program disasters when they play SimCity or whatever?
Yeah, I don't like that creator.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would just kind of, I don't know, melt.
Hot Wings, if you were to be given one luxury item, but you cannot sell it, what luxury item would you want?
A private jet.
Ooh. That's a pretty nice one.
That is good.
Pretty good one.
If you could live in anyone's head for 15 minutes, whose would it be?
Oh my gosh. Donald Trump.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one. Because my mind always goes to president or former president because you get to know things.
Yeah.
But boy, that one.
To know what somebody's really thinking,
somebody who has a position
of power.
Free Beer gave me a book that Bob Woodward wrote, and he's written a handful on, I mean, a bunch of presidents, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you want to get behind the mind of Trump, read those books.
What was that one called? Rage?
Rage. Mm-hmm.
That was a really interesting read.
Yeah.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
If given a chance, would you drink milk from other animals we don't normally drink? Bats, cheetahs, monkeys, etc.
No.
You wouldn't drink cheetah milk.
No.
It tastes like cheese.
I don't even want to drink goat milk. I'll drink cow milk and then milk from like plants. Oat milk, soy milk, sure. But no, I don't know. I don't need to break new ground.
House cat milk?
No.
I drink jungle milk.
Jungle milk.
Yeah, from any animal in the jungle, I would drink their milk.
Oh, I thought you meant like it's just jungle juice, but a little milk.
Yeah.
What about
platypus milk?
All right, well, now that you're getting into the underwater animals that look weird, I don't care for that.
Platypus milk, don't they just sweat their milk
out?
Are
they underwater animals?
I think, well, they're kind of, they can go above or below.
Yeah. So they can swim?
They can swim. I don't know.
It's not like a fish.
I think they're a bit like a beaver.
Oh.
Yeah.
I drink beaver milk.
I bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have.
I've heard about you in college, so it makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I've had beaver milk. Never mind.
Oh, it's rad.
Really squirts out of there.
Yeah.
Hot Wings, if you were the next Pied Piper, what animal would you want to be able to compel to follow you?
Oh, that's easy. Otters.
You want otters?
You see how cute those things are?
That would be pretty great.
They're like little puppies, except that we can't have them because they're wild. But if they were just following me and they like answered to me, then they'd be like my little pets. And they're awesome.
Last one for Hot Wings. If someone created a bar with only your tastes in mind, describe it.
A bar with only my tastes in mind. Okay. Oh, boy. It would have an availability of every kind of alcohol and drink, but it would also have cheesecake all the time and great coffee.
Oh my God. People would be blowing mud in your bar.
And it would And it would be welcoming, but like dark tones and warm. Like it would just have a warmth to it. You know what I mean? Like some people like those, you know, bars that maybe have lighter colors or whatever. I want it to be like an
Irish. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
People are like, I want to go to a bar that looks like a Denny's in the 1980s in Miami.
No, I don't think necessarily that, but I mean,
you're thinking
I've been
pastels,
but you know, kind of like how an Irish pub is, there's just that sort of general warmth about it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like that, but yes, cheesecake would always be available.
It's an,
and not all of us who eat cheesecake blow mud. So.
Is it all good? Is there anything else on the menu or is it just cheesecake and all booze with a little bit of coffee?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to have obviously world-class fish and chips.
Oh,
and great steaks. Well, all the food is the best.
all the food
is the best, and the drinks are the best,
The atmosphere is the best. Created.
What about jazz? It's got to have jazz playing.
There's always there's a nice assortment of jazz.
Yeah, you lost everyone.
Definitely.
Oh,
well,
not
it's
anymore.
My place, so yeah. I don't care.
You would have lost everyone, but thankfully Ryan Gosling saved jazz,
and also
and it's back.
He did.
Yeah, La La Land.
Oh,
yeah.
That was their bit. That
never
was
seen it.
One of the big things was, oh, it took a white guy to save jazz.
Oh, God.
Oh, also, I have a private space that I can take a nap when I want to.
Okay, that's a good a good bar. Joe, pick a number between 1 and 160.
I'll do 100.
Okay. If you could implant one false memory in the minds of everyone in the country, what would that memory be?
Whoa. I wasn't expecting something like that. I was expecting, like, what do you want to eat at your bar? One false memory. Oh, God. I want to take away memories, but I don't know what memory to implant.
Implant a false memory.
Yeah.
Oh, I can think of a great one.
Oh, that I am king.
That's the memory that you were king or that you are king? I feel like they'd figure out their memory was wrong pretty fast.
Know what's
Why do I remember that guy being king?
It's a memory.
Just a guy.
You know, you've got to be like some kind of a massive hero.
But
you saved some. You know where, like how it used to be with the astronauts in the 60s, where because they had gone to space, no matter where they went, they were an American hero and got Corvettes and stuff.
Yeah, I'll take his.
Yeah,
I'll take his. That's a good answer.
No matter where they went, they got Corvettes and stuff.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
But wherever you walked in, like everyone looked at you and went, "Oh my God, there's the hero."
Yeah, I'm a moon man. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're the first guy to walk on the moon.
Because
you're Neil
right.
Armstrong.
If I was king. Well, they would figure out that, well, I'm not anymore.
Yeah, and people don't really like kings.
Yeah.
No, lots of people like kings.
I think you got to make it even grander. Be the guy who defeated the alien invasion.
Oh, this is a good one. The false memory I would implant in everyone is that they owed me $10.
Oh.
Because it doesn't really hurt any one person, but it makes you loaded.
Genius.
Oh,
that
man.
Is genius.
It is. Or you would just constantly be disappointed when no one paid you ever.
Yeah, when everybody just said, I'll get you next week.
Yeah, exactly. Just because they know, just because they remember that they owe you doesn't mean they're going to pay you.
Everyone avoids me forever.
How about they remember to pay you the $10 they owe you?
I just have to be a repo man for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Make one thing that is now legal, illegal, and one thing that is illegal, legal.
One thing that is legal, illegal, and one thing that
underage
is...
underage marriage, I swear to God.
Well, first off, that's legal in some states.
Yeah. Everyone can drive to Kansas.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I'd say all drugs are legal, and they can be regulated, and something that is legal now that becomes illegal, speed limits are legal.
Ooh.
And it becomes illegal to use speed limits.
Yes.
Or to have speed limits.
I like that.
Man, yeah.
There's going to be some chaos.
But there will also be some very convenient drive times.
Yes, that's true. Joe, what sport would you be a professional in?
Rock climbing.
Like, no, real sports.
All right, I'll pick one of yours.
No, you're fine. Yeah.
What's an activity?
Joe, what would the best thing and worst thing be about all humans having translucent skin?
I guess the best thing would be that you could see what people ate and their tumors. And the worst thing.
Lasagna you see what and people malignancy. Ate and their tumors.
Wait, what's the worst thing? Because those both seem like worse things.
The best thing would be you could see their insides. No need for x-rays anymore. Or you know when someone's about to go. I don't know. I think that is probably the best thing, is that medically speaking, you could see certain things. And the worst thing is that you could see those things. Yeah. And the insides of our body.
Everybody could see yours.
Are disgusting. Yeah, I mean, I'm not like hiding anything.
It would
in there.
Be great, though, if like, oh, that person has a flashlight in there. Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah. I mean, an orgasm would be pretty nifty to see, I guess.
I think so.
Right? Or it might freak you out.
It's coming out of the tubes.
Sure. That's what's happening?
Like, wait, that's where it starts?
Oh, yeah, it starts in our mouths.
We find out something really weird. They've been lying to us all this time.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com. The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.